Director yells Free Palestine at Canadian Screen Awards on same day Boulder illegal alien terror suspect screams chant. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2025. A documentary film director and Indigenous activist blurted out Free Palestine Sunday during Canada's Screen Awards, held on the very same day that an Egyptian terrorist tried to murder Jewish Americans at a rally in Boulder, Colorado. Molly Wickham mounted the stage along with the other directors and producers of the documentary Yunta, and pumped her fist yelling Free Palestine from the stage. At the same time, Egyptian national Mohamed Sabri Soliman, who entered the U.S. illegally during the Biden regime, was yelling the same words as he doused Jewish Americans with a flammable liquid and used a flamethrower-style device to light them on fire. Wickham's film, which won Best Documentary, documents the fight by Indigenous people to stop fossil fuel companies from encroaching on their lands. And during her speech, Wickham said the fight continues, and we will never give up. Our sovereignty is tied to our collective freedom. Land back. Free Palestine, Wickham added as she militantly pumped her fist. Several other extreme, left-wing film projects also won recognition at the Canadian Awards show. The movie Attacking Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice, won Best Movie. The Best Movie Director Prize went to Andrew Rankin for Universal Language. And the Best Reality Series Award went to the transgender-pushing show Canada's Drag Race. The phrase Free Palestine was also yelled by the murderer of two Jewish Americans outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. in May. Sarah Lynn Milgram and Yaron Lischinsky were allegedly murdered by Elias Rodriguez, 30, of Chicago. Rodriguez was reportedly heard yelling Free Palestine as he gunned the couple down in May. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blasted the use of this phrase in May, calling it today's version of Heil Hitler. Last night in Washington, something horrific happened. A brutal terrorist shot in cold blood a young beautiful couple, Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram. Yaron had just bought an engagement ring for Sarah. He was planning to give it to her in Jerusalem next week. They were pic.twitter.com/ffdmlaj9. Benjamin Netanyahu, at Netanyahu, May 22, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.